听力课堂,听class.com.
This is the VOA Special English Technology Report, formerly called the Development Report. Before we changed the name, we went on our Facebook page and asked for story ideas. Some of you suggested that we talk about ICT, Information and Communication Technology. Well, the International Telecommunication Union, a United Nations agency, released its latest ICT Facts and Figures report last week. Since 2005, the number of Internet users worldwide has doubled to more than 1.5 billion people. At least 2 billion are expected to be online by the end of this year. The ITU says more than 70% of new Internet users this year will be in developing countries. Still, only 21% of the population of the developing world is online, compared to 71% in developed countries. Susan Telcher is head of the agency's Market Information and Statistics Division in Switzerland.
There are still very huge divides when it comes to accessing the Internet, especially high-speed Internet. In developing countries, you have only 1 out of 5 people using the Internet. If we look at certain regions, like in Africa, for example, the figures are even lower. In Africa, we have not even 10% of the population using the Internet.
Less than 16% of homes in developing countries are wired for the Internet. But on the other hand, Ms. Telcher says mobile phone usage has reached 68% in developing countries. The world has almost 7 billion people. 9 out of 10 now have access to mobile networks. The ITU estimates that mobile subscriptions will reach 5.3 billion this year. The majority are in the developing world. And Susan Telcher says more and more people in developing countries are using their mobile phones to connect to the Internet.
Because it's so difficult to put in place the cable infrastructure and the fiber infrastructure, the mobile networks really offer a great opportunity for them to connect to the Internet over the wireless networks.
Ms. Telcher says mobile technology is already improving lives in developing countries. She points to examples like banking by phone, e-health services, and farm reports by text messaging. And the possibilities will only grow as broadband or high-speed connections become more widely available. ITU Secretary General Hamadoun Touré calls broadband the next truly transformational technology. He also calls it the most powerful tool available in the race to meet the Millennium Development Goals by 2015. And that's the VOA Special English Technology Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.